page 116. Listen for main ideas.
A group of chickens are walking around the backyard of Daniel Staub, Kristen Brennan, and their two young children. The chickens lay about 10 eggs a day. In their garden, vegetables are starting to grow, and when their kids want something sweet, they go out back and get honey from a beehive.
It was just one hive, and they produced 80 pounds of honey this year that we actually harvested, and then this
Brennan and Staub are both 31 years old and college educated. 2 years ago, they began a homesteading experiment. Now they try to live a self-sufficient lifestyle. They produce almost all of their own food instead of shopping at the supermarket. They wear used clothes and shop at secondhand stores. They have no car and instead bike, walk, or take the bus, whether they're going around town or visiting family in the next state. They don't use electricity in their house either. They have candles for light and heat their home with wood.
We are attempting to live within a local economy. Locally based economy is really about community for me, and it's about connection between people and each other and the natural world around them.
There is a long tradition of homesteading in the United States, but most homesteaders live in rural areas, on farms and in the countryside. What makes Brennan and Staub's lifestyle different is that they live in the middle of a poor inner-city neighborhood in Springfield, Massachusetts. They hope that other people will notice their simple lifestyle and consider changing their own habits.
We could live this way anywhere. The question is, in what way will we be offering it most to people? A lot of people in a lot of different situations can benefit from changing their consumption habits.
Since their move, they've worked hard to build relationships with neighbors, and they've gotten especially close to local children.
Okay, so you want to get as much of the root as you possibly can. So let me show you, LJ.
Like this?
Nope. You want to first...
10-year-old Lorenzo Nicholson is helping Brennan move plants from one part of the garden to another.
And you're going to actually put your foot on top of the shovel.
I know.
Okay.
Lorenzo is one of the young neighbors who enjoy spending most sunny afternoons in this backyard. However, the adults are harder to convince. Staub often tells family and friends that even though it's more work, they enjoy their life this way. For instance, today they are sawing wood to burn in their wood stove.
If you see it as time that is taken away from, you know, something else that you really need to be doing, well, then it seems totally insane. But if you see it as something that is an activity worth doing in and of itself, you're getting exercise, you're spending time with family, you know, you're not using the fossil fuels that would be involved in using a chainsaw.
While Brennan and Staub both believe in what they're doing, they still talk about how far to go. Brennan is usually more willing than her husband to put more wood on the fire when the house gets cold. And with two small children, she admits that she sometimes wants to use the clothes dryer that came with the house.
And we've been tempted to throw diapers and covers into the dryer.
And what stops you just before you do that?
Well, I guess it's a slippery slope. If we use the dryer once, maybe we would be lured by the dryer again, and so we decide not to do it.
However, neither Brennan nor Staub want to end their homesteading lifestyle. In fact, they hope to do more. Next year, they plan to buy a goat so they can have fresh milk. I'm Karen Brown.